Well, this coming Monday will be the third anniversary of another terrible shooting, the one that left 12 people dead and 70 others wounded in a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. Yesterday, a jury found James Holmes guilty of those crimes. The jury will return to the courtroom on Wednesday to begin hearing the penalty phase of the trial, where they'll decide whether or not Holmes deserves the death penalty or life in prison. Megan Verlee has been following the trial for Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio, and Megan joins us now. And first, Megan, what can we expect to hear during the upcoming penalty phase of Holmes' trial?
Well, this will be, I've heard it described as a mini trial. There will be people in the witness box. There will be arguments on both sides. But instead of focusing on the facts of who did what and why, as the first trial did, what we're going to hear is the prosecution making the case that there are enough aggravating factors here. There was a child under 12 killed. There were multiple victims. There's quite a long list to merit the death penalty. And then on the other side, we are going to hear from the defense bringing up both Holmes' mental state again, arguing that he deserves some degree of mercy because he is mentally ill, and experts on both sides have agreed he does have a mental illness, and also trying to humanize Holmes, possibly putting his parents on the stand to talk about him and the mental illness he's struggled with. So we're going to hear a lot of wrenching testimony on both sides and a lot of emotional testimony on both sides.
Well, as you mentioned, there are so many people who have suffered the impact of this shooting, and they themselves have different views about whether or not they want Holmes to get the death penalty. So let's listen to one of those victims. We have tape of Jansen Young. She was in the theater on the evening of the shooting with her boyfriend, Jonathan Blunk, and her boyfriend was killed while shielding her with his body.
I'm happy with life if he gets life. However, I've been fighting for the death penalty because that's what John would have wanted, and that's what he would have fought for. So because I want justice for John, and John deserves it, I've been fighting for the death penalty. But it's been hard for me, and because I'm not for the death penalty, I've been feeling kind of guilt, and it's been hard to continue to fight for that.
I can only imagine that it's hard for every one of the victims involved. What are you hearing from them?
Well, mixed things. You definitely do hear from victims who, because they don't personally support the death penalty, are conflicted about moving forward into this phase of the trial. But there are a lot of family members, a lot of victims who do believe that Holmes deserves the ultimate punishment and do strongly hope that that is what the jury finds at the end of this next phase.
Well, if the jury does decide on the death penalty, there's still another question at issue here. And that has to do with Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, because this is a state case. It's not a federal case. And apparently Governor Hickenlooper now opposes the death penalty. And he's instituted a de facto suspension of the death penalty in Colorado while he's governor. And one of the victims of the shooting, Marcus Weaver, just yesterday called for Hickenlooper to change his position on that.
Our governor, Hickenlooper, has a moratorium on the death penalty. And so therefore, my hope is that he remembers all the people who were in the court today, all the names that were read, all the counts that were read, and take that moratorium off the death penalty so that we can truly have justice, the victims and the families.
So, Megan, what has the governor said about this? Could he override the jury's decision if they did indeed decide on the death penalty, or at least, you know, continue the moratorium?
Well, I think there's been a lot of confusion about this here in Colorado and in the wider world. What happened with the governor was there are only three people on Colorado's death row. One of them did come up for execution, and the governor decided that he could not essentially sign on to that, in part because of extenuating factors with this one person, and in part because the governor, as you said, has changed his mind and come to oppose the death penalty. But the appeals process for a death penalty conviction is incredibly long. Hickenlooper only has three more years in office, and his decision in this one case is not even binding for that inmate after his governorship ends. So really with Holmes, the decision of whether if the jury decides that he should get the death penalty, Hickenlooper will be long gone from office before a governor actually has to decide to sign on to his execution.
Right, because the appeals in these cases take years, if not decades.
Exactly. And the death penalty is still has majority support here in Colorado. And so far, there has been no official move to fully suspend it.
Well, Megan Verlee is a reporter for Colorado Public Radio, talking to us about the penalty phase in the trial of James Holmes. Megan, thanks so much.
Thank you.